Well, 619 here this Monday morning means we get caught up with a lot of big stories happening in our area with our good friends at Cranes Detroit Business, including how the shipping world has changed here in the Great Lakes since the sinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald 50 years ago today. Plus, you got Mary Sheffield leading in to the pro-business side in her campaign that propelled her to win the mayor's seat. And a prominent name in the retail game is getting out of the business. For all of that and more, which is the focus of our Cranes Detroit interview brought to you by the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. You, of course, can learn more at michiganbusiness.org. We bring in Mike Lee, the managing editor, for us this morning. Good morning to you, Michael.
Good morning, Chris. How are you this morning?
Very good. Let's start with how the world of shipping in the Great Lakes has changed since the Edmund Fitzgerald went down 50 years ago, 1975.
Absolutely. Today is the day, the anniversary. There's been many, many look backs, and we decided to observe the anniversary. We would look back at how Great Lakes shipping has changed dramatically, and what really happened is the Edmund Fitzgerald went down on the cusp of a great change in how the shipping business worked. Just 2 years before the sinking, the first 1,000-foot-long super freighter was launched on the lakes, and that was part of a trend toward bigger and bigger and bigger ships, and many fewer of them. Over time, those 1,000-footers have taken over the business. When it was launched in 1958, the Edmund Fitzgerald was the largest ship on the lake, a little over 700 feet. Now these much bigger ships ply the lakes and carry the ore. Over time, the business has shrunk as manufacturing and steelmaking in the U.S. has shrunk, but still about two-thirds as much cargo is hauled now as was hauled then. The other big fact is shipping has gotten a lot safer since the Edmund Fitzgerald. In the years since that sinking, there have been many safety changes, survival suits for crew members, mandatory emergency beacons that tell you where the ships always are. We forget how recently that didn't exist. And improved navigation with GPS and the rest. It's been a lot safer. How much safer? There has not been a single freighter sinking on the Great Lakes since November 10th, 1975.
I saw this meme on Instagram that was like, why is everyone talking about this now? I don't live in the Midwest. What's happening here?
Yeah, it's something we look back on. Good old Gordon Lightfoot immortalized the ship that we probably wouldn't remember otherwise.
Right. So let's talk about Mary Sheffield, big win, mayor-elect. You wrote about in your pages, you know, your writers wrote about how there was this shift from her that maybe sealed her victory.
In Mary Sheffield's campaign, she spent a lot of time talking about businesses. Partly that was to reassure the business community that she would continue much of the policy that Mike Duggan has had so much success with. In exchange, she got endorsements from the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce. Even though, you know, she sort of started as a very young council member, a bit of a fire-breathing populist. She was the only no vote against incentives for the Illich families, District Detroit at one time. But she spent a lot of time during the campaign talking about making Detroit the best place in the country to start and grow a business. Talked about cutting regulations, streamlining zoning and permitting to make things easier to build and do business. The question now is how much will that carry through into her actual mayorship? Some analysts say, you know, she won't need to keep up this business friendly rhetoric because she won by so much that, you know, the business folks will come to her and ask for what they want. But her transition team, led by longtime local attorney Butch Hollowell, is spinning up. We're reporting this morning that she's planning trips to Lansing to meet with the top leaders there, which she will need their help to pull off a lot of what she wants to do, including property tax relief, possibly other tax changes, because key parts of that will require changes in law at the state level. So we will be keeping a close eye on Detroit's next mayor to see how this all plays out.
Meanwhile, the Taubman Group, known for their stake in a lot of retail, big retail groups like 12 Oaks and Great Lakes Crossing, they're out of the retail game, though, Mike.
Yeah, this is kind of an end of an era. The Taubman family, family retail empire, shopping mall empire, started by Alfred Taubman in 1950. The family has sold its final stake in the Taubman companies based in Bloomfield Hills to rival shopping mall operator Simon Property Group. They sold 80% of the business a few years ago, kept 20%, and still ran the Taubman malls. That's now over. Robert Taubman, the son of Al, was the second generation in charge of the company. He'll still have a stake in the business. He exchanged that 20% for shares at the actual Simon Property Group, but he'll be more of a passive shareholder than an active manager. He'll own about 8 million shares of that company. Taubman built many of the most prominent malls around Metro Detroit: Lakeside, Fairlane, 12 Oaks, Great Lakes Crossing, and the company still owned 12 Oaks and Great Lakes Crossing. It was really a pioneer in the development shopping mall, and this is sort of the end of an era for a really prominent family in Metro Detroit.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Mike Lee, always appreciate our Monday morning chats. Thank you for your time as always. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you.
Yep, you got it. You mentioned all the different things you're seeing from people who don't live in Michigan about the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Yeah, they're like, what's happening?
I mean, it was the ripple effects of that were huge. I mean, obviously here in Michigan, it was a big story. But I mean, just the fact that, you know, in this body of water that it can be so violent, right? These Great Lakes are described as mini oceans, that a shipping container goes down like that in the way it did, in the storm and the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was a major story across the country.
Well, we're tapping into everyone talking about it, thinking about it. We're going to talk about it further on in the show at 7:49 with this historian, sort of his perspective and what he thinks it means all these years later.
Yeah, certainly. And then, you know, for Mary Sheffield's point, I think that's really what helped her win, which was, you know, how we don't need a radical change. We need to keep going down the same path and then expand our horizons. We need to make sure that we're taking care of the communities, our neighborhoods, but we also need to make sure that we're not stifling ourselves with businesses and possible interests in the future that want to come to Detroit.
Well, and Mayor Mike Duggan is so popular. You can't go too far, deviate from what he's doing because people love it.
Yeah, certainly. Meanwhile, coming up on the other side, we could be nearing the end of this government shutdown. Major steps taken last night in the U.S. Senate. We'll tell you what it was, what it means. And then did somebody blink? It's coming up on JR Morning.